Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Tet Mishnah Zayin. Until this point, we've been talking about a Shechiv Merah, somebody who's on his deathbed. And we said that he's allowed to give out his possessions and gift it to people using only his words, verbally. Here we're going to bring down an opinion that says we do not have a difference between a Shechiv Merah and a regular person giving gifts. And there needs to be an actual kinyan in order to give things away. Mishnah says, "Hamehalik nichasav al piv." If somebody wants to give out his property verbally, Rabbi Eliezer Omer ehad bari veehad mesukan. Says Rabbi Eliezer, whether somebody is a healthy person or somebody is in danger of dying, he's on his deathbed. Nechasim sheyesh lahem achrayut. When talking about gifts of real estate, land, or homes, niknin bekesef ubshtar ubhazaka, they can only be acquired through a proper kinyan. The recipient has to pay for it to the owner. He has to have a document transfer or an act of hazaka, which is him taking possession. Vesha'en lahem achrayut. And talking about movable objects, sort of utensils, metaltelin, and niknin ella b'meshicha. They're only acquired through meshicha, through pulling them. What Rabbi Eliezer is saying is that there is no special dispensation created for a person on his deathbed to transfer his property using his words only. Gifts are only valid, even for this type of person, if there's a kinyan, if there's an acquisition made, just like the gifts of a healthy person. The opinions who challenge Rabbi Eliezer are going to bring forth a halakha that was issued about a verbal gift. Amru lo, they told Rabbi Eliezer, ma'aseh b'iman shel b'nei Rochel shehayta chola. There was once a case of the sons of Rochel. Rochel was the name of a man who passed away, and his wife was seriously ill, and she had possessions. Ve'amra, tenu kebenati libiti, v'hi b'shne masad maneh. And the mother said, I want you to give a piece of jewelry that I have, a brooch. I want you to give it to my daughter. And that item, that piece of jewelry, was worth 12 maneh. And then what happened? Vameta. And the woman died. She never had the ability to hand over this piece of jewelry to her daughter. V'kiyemu et divareha. And the rabbis upheld her words. They gave the piece of jewelry to her daughter after the mother died. So we see from here, the fact is this woman made a verbal gift. She was on her deathbed, and it was valid even though there was no kinyan. So we see here that a gift of a person on their deathbed works, even though there's no transaction. So that supports the views of the Hachamim. So what did Rabbi Eliezer answer them? Amar lahen, he told them, Bnei Rochel tikberem iman. He said, these people, you're bringing a proof from Bnei Rochel, the sons of Rochel, let their mother bury them. These people were resha'im. That's a saying, just to prove that they were wicked. And the rabbis penalized them by taking some of their possessions and giving it to their sister, even though she technically was not entitled to it. She wasn't entitled to it because the mother didn't make a proper transaction. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that here there was an exception to the rule because of the rishut, of the wickedness of this family, while the Hachamim say, no, they weren't really that wicked, and therefore the story about what happened with their mother proved the halakha. Now we'll have a third opinion that the verbal gift of a shechiv merah is only valid in certain times. V'hachamim omrim, the rabbi said, b'shabbat devarav kayamin. If a person who was a shechiv merah, he was on his deathbed and he made a verbal promise of a gift on Shabbat, then his words stand even though there's no kinyan. Why? Because a person is not able to write a document on Shabbat. It's prohibited to write on Shabbat. It's also, you're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbat to acquire something on a rabbinic level. So therefore, according to these rabbis, the decree of a shechiv merah, we can give a gift, that exception to the rule, we can give a gift verbally, is only valid if he's unable to transfer in a normal way, like Shabbat. In such a scenario, the rabbis were worried that, you know what, this person's about to die. They may die on Shabbat. They're unable to gift their items right now. And we don't want his health to be affected by his anxiety, that he's nervous, that he can't take care of his estate properly. So therefore, they made a decree. Don't worry about it. Whatever you say verbally is going to be affirmed, and it's valid, even if it's No, nothing's written about it because it's Shabbat. Avalo behol. But the rabbi said during hol, during the weekday, such a gift does not work. A verbal gift of an ill person doesn't work to transfer the property. Rather, the only way to do it is the regular way. Now, Rabbi Yehoshua is going to challenge this view. Rabbi Yehoshua Amir says, Rabbi Yehoshua, Beshabbat Amru, this can be, he said. If we said that a verbal gift works on Shabbat, when you don't even have the possibility to transfer the property with the kinyan, because you can't do it, you can't have a kinyan on Shabbat, Kal vahomer, behold, then of course, certainly it works during the week. A person during the week has the ability to transfer with the kinyan. So says Rabbi Yehoshua, if the rabbis allowed a person who's on his deathbed to transfer his property verbally, when he's unable to transfer it in any other way, then of course they would allow him to do it when he has other means to get it done. It would be easy for him to get it done, but he just wants to get it done in this way. So it says that it'd be Yehoshua, the gift of a Shechiv Merav verbally works, whether you're talking about Shabbat, whether you're talking about a regular Yemot Hol. Another machloke between Hachamim and Rabbi Yehoshua with a similar logic. V'chayotze bo zachin lekatan. Hachamim said that you're allowed to acquire an object for a katan. If you want to give a gift to a minor doesn't have the ability to acquire a gift for himself. So an adult is allowed to do it for on his behalf. So this type of thing, ve'en zachin legadol, you're not allowed to acquire an object for an adult. An adult has the ability to acquire the object for himself. So the rabbi said that a different person is not allowed to acquire it for him. So it says over here, the hachamim, the rabbis made a special case where you're allowed to acquire an object for somebody else, but only if they're unable to do it on their own. But if they're able to do it on their own, like an adult, then a person cannot acquire an object for them. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Lekatan Amru, Kal Vachomer Lagadol, similar type of Kal Vachomer, says Rabbi Yehoshua, if we made a special exception to the rule for a minor who does not have the ability to acquire an item for themselves, Kal Vachomer, of course, somebody who can acquire an object for themselves, like an adult, we can acquire something on their behalf. So that is the similar kal vachomer of Rabbi Yehoshua.